This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
College Rush Week is when sororities and fraternities recruit new members. Usually, Rush Week at the start of the semester buzzes with nerves as eager students mingle at lavish welcome parties across campus. That's not happening this year, but some Chicago universities say students are still interested in maintaining their social lives during the pandemic. WBEZ's Minshew Park explains.
Since her first days at the Alpha Sigma Alpha House at the Illinois Institute of Technology in Bronzeville, Serena Kincaid knew she belonged there.
I just really loved the environment, the support, the fun, and just really clicked with a lot of people.
Kincaid is a junior studying biomedical engineering, and she's president of her school's Greek Council, which oversees the school's 10 sororities and fraternities. As president of the council, it's her job to bring in more students to join and find the same kind of community she did when she joined her freshman year. Kincaid says it was helpful for her to have other women as her mentors and friends.
We are a male-dominated campus, being a tech school, so a lot want to surround themselves with some sort of female support system.
Even though the in-person aspect is missing, and despite the bad rap Greek organizations can get for serious problems like hazing, many students are looking for the connections and support they can provide. Kincaid says that's because many are taking courses online or in small in-person classes, making it harder to make new friends.
It's more difficult to find peers, so this is definitely one way that some have found connections with other students.
In past years, Kincaid says she organized the annual events on the quad, inviting potential new members to mingle with the chapters.
Usually we're out in nice big outdoor tents, and some people rent some blow-up water slides. We usually have like probably 500 students who come to that.
But her biggest challenge was this fall recruitment, when she began adapting events for the virtual space to still hold that same excitement. She says some found success engaging with new members through game nights over video chat, playing online escape rooms, Pictionary, and Uno. Kincaid says her sorority was right on track, recruiting 12 new members in the fall. The University of Illinois at Chicago in the Near West Side is also recruiting virtually this year. Kevin Kane is the faculty director of fraternity and sorority life and says the number of people showing interest in joining matches up to previous years. But Kane says virtual recruitment could pose challenges and discourage students from joining.
You're across the screen, and that's about as much as you get. There were organizations concerned about meeting potential new members exclusively online and not having a full and enriching experience.
Because of those difficulties, Kane says some group chapters even opted out of pursuing new members. Both the University of Chicago in Hyde Park and DePaul in Lincoln Park didn't formally recruit this fall. Kane says although it's not a problem now, some chapters have requirements from the National Parent Organization to maintain baseline numbers of members to stay active. Kane says he expects chapters to hang on because many depend on fraternities and sororities for so much more than just a social scene.
It is lifelong friends, somebody to lean on, an academic network, scholarship, service, and that will be there for a lifetime.
For Serena Kincaid at IIT, she's hoping Rush provides a bit of solace for those who may be feeling a little lost at school right now.
We just want everyone to have a place, especially during a pandemic when everyone's mentally and financially and maybe even physically drained.
Formal winter recruitment at most schools begins in January. Minju Park, WBEZ News.